from KQED.
Earlier this week, an L.A. company called Origin Oil announced it's collaborating with the Department of Energy to commercialize Origin's process to extract oil from algae. A couple of weeks ago, Maersk, the world's biggest shipping company, tested 30 tons of algae oil supplied by the U.S. Navy in a ship traveling from Europe to India. Given the demonstrated appetite for biofuels, researchers are racing to bring their ideas from the lab to the marketplace. Eric Anderson of KPBS in San Diego reports.
The lab is typical, small, cramped, and full of equipment. Small motorized platforms keep half-full beakers of algae moving in circles. Graduate students are observing, marking, and culturing algae in petri dishes. The work here could transform the energy landscape because, as it turns out, oil generated by algae has the same molecular structure as fossil fuel oil. That makes the two interchangeable. The two can be blended, they can be swapped out, and shipped the same way. Stephen Mayfield describes how different strains of algae are manipulated to get a number of different outcomes.
Here's a plate, and we've shot in a gene, so now we have four or five different colonies here, and each one of these colonies has a new recombinant gene in it. And we can go from here to there to big scale in 6 or 8 weeks.
Mayfield runs the San Diego Center for Algae Biotechnology at UC San Diego. He says researchers have made huge advances perfecting strains of algae that produce the most oil. And the work isn't limited to a lab at a nearby greenhouse. Algae is grown in ponds and in bags.
We're seeing the sunlight change during the day. We're seeing the temperature change at night. Predators can land in here and eat our guys, right? So this is much more real world. So part of this is simply see if what we're learning in the lab has any chance to survive in the real world.
Working out those manufacturing problems is the key to making the product economically viable. The technology got a lot of attention when more than $1 billion in funding flowed to San Diego companies 2 years ago. Half of that money came from the U.S. Energy Department.
Expectations were significant because, remember, the price of oil was way up. It peaked at about $147 per barrel. Gas prices were going through the roof.
Marnie Cox is the senior economist for the San Diego Association of Governments.
People were looking for ways to cut down on their energy consumption and expenses.
San Diego companies Synthetic Genomics, Sapphire Energy, and a division of General Atomics are among those racing to move the idea out of the lab. The concentration of local firms has created 500 local jobs. But that's only a small fraction of the local clean tech industry.
They know the technology needs to be brought along. It needs to be able to produce a consumer product at a price competitive level with other energy sources.
That means building a full-sized algae farm, harvesting large volumes of oil, and bringing down the cost of production. Sapphire Energy Vice President Tim Zenk says the San Diego startup is one of several local firms hoping to turn the fuel into money. The idea took root and grew even as the recession hammered the rest of the economy.
We've gone from four or five guys sitting in the back of a Scripps laboratory thinking about this idea and doing some investigations, locking up some patents, to now 150 people strong. You know, a quarter of those people have advanced degrees and PhDs.
Zenk says their 300-acre demonstration facility in New Mexico will churn out 1 million gallons of oil a day.
We need salty, briny water. They have billions of acre feet. We need very intense sunlight for this phase of the project. That will change over time. They have an abundance of very intense sunlight, and they have an abundance of desert.
A large-scale farm is critical. Zenk says biologists and engineers need to work out the best ways to grow, harvest, and transport their fuel. And they need to bring down the cost of production. Zenk says algae has the potential to become the nation's most productive crop. UCSD Stephen Mayfield says a successful demonstration project could fuel more funding from both private and public sources.
Doing a computer-generated diagram of it is one thing. Getting out in the field and walking it and seeing the production that comes out of it and seeing the oil flowing out of it, that's a game changer. That's a mind changer, I think, for everybody in this country.
The Defense Department has expressed interest in developing biofuels as an alternative energy source for the nation's military machines. A steady source of funding could hasten development of the technology, and that could enhance the industry's economic footprint in San Diego. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.